Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. He leadeth me. The quiet waters by, my soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make. Within the paths of righteousness, within the paths of righteousness, for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear not ill, for thou art with me and thy rod, for thou art with me and thy rod, and staff me comforts my table thus furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, my head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore, and in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall be.
It was late Sunday night, the car door closed softly, footsteps came up the stairs. Young Pastor Tony met his wife at the entrance, his face lined with a thousand cares. We've been here 2 years and nothing's changed. These people won't listen at all. I'm out of answers and I'm feeling small. But as he read in the Bible, page after page, his heart was convinced to stay in the race. He knelt by his desk, then lay on the floor. Though I don't understand what it's for, I'll trust one day more. I'll pray again, I'll kneel again. by faith, the answer he'll send. I'll pray again. At a 2:15, again in the morning, a mother wakes up again. Her youngest daughter has a special condition. They say that she won't pass 10. The worry's so great and nothing's changed. Does God understand us at all? We're out of answers and we're feeling small. But as she read in the Bible, page after page, the comfort came in right along with grace. Her hand held her daughter and they knelt on the floor. Though we don't understand what it's for, we'll trust one day more. We'll pray again, we'll kneel again, we'll knock on the door, ask him for more strength for the fight, peace in the night. Trusting by faith, the answer he'll send. We'll pray again. Darkness surrounds you and God seems so silent, your back's against the wall. You may be tempted to doubt God's goodness. It feels like he won't hear your call. The questions take shape and cloud your mind. Is God in control after all? My life's out of balance and I'm going to fall. But as you read in the Bible, page after page, you'll see that he's there and he'll never forsake. Surrender your life is all you must do. You begin to see God's point of view. He's there to change you. You'll pray again, go kneel again, go knock on the door, ask him for more strength for the fight, peace in the night. Trusting by faith, the answer he'll send.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Greater than all. shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus hath fled? Fear not, he is with us, oh be not dismayed, for he is our God, our sustainer and strength. He'll be our defender and cause us to stand, upheld by his merciful almighty hand. How firm our As Lord will press on, enduring the darkest of storm, and though even hell should endeavor to shake, he'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, Spend It or Budget It. Matthew 25:23 says, His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. While I was serving as Director of Education at Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital in Georgia, my colleagues and I began to dream of seeing more lay members around the world actively sharing the wonderful messages of health and salvation. We believed that more people would conduct health ministry if only they knew how. In 2005, we conducted two experimental training programs in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The success of these programs encouraged us to organize a new ministry to facilitate the global expansion of medical missionary work. That is how LIGHT, Lay Institute for Global Health Training, was born. In 2008, the year that LIGHT officially launched, we received a donation from someone who believed in what we were doing. It was a few thousand dollars, not much to start the worldwide ministry we had in mind. We faced a decision early on. Do we budget the money sparingly, spreading it out over the entire year, trying to make it last as long as possible? Or do we spend it wisely as God opens the doors in front of us? I felt clearly that God wanted us to use the money as needed, even if that meant it would not last long. We didn't look forward to running out of money, but we knew money in the bank could not save souls. Shortly after we made this decision, doors opened up in remarkable ways. In a short time, the funds were completely gone. The problem was that we already had missionaries in the field. I had to call them and tell them we were out of money. I quickly added that I believed God would provide. We spent time in prayer and I let a few people know that our funds were gone. God must have sent the Holy Spirit to impress hearts because we received more money exactly when we needed it. That year, we completely ran out of money 7 times. Every time this happened, an unexpected check would come in the mail or I would get an email from someone saying, I heard about what you're doing and I would like to help you in your ministry. 7 seems like the perfect number of times for God to step in as we stepped out in faith. Every year since that first year, God has always provided, and the ministry has grown and blossomed. Now, we have more than 10,000 lay members participating in health ministry in more than 80 countries. We are also working with 35 schools. Whenever there is an opportunity to do a project, God always provides the money. A reflection associated with this story comes from Acts of the Apostles, page 357. In the upbuilding of his work, the Lord does not always make everything plain before his servants. He sometimes tries the confidence of his people by bringing about circumstances which compel them to move forward in faith. Often he brings them into strait and trying places and bids them advance when their feet seem to be touching the waters of Jordan. It is at such times when the prayers of his servants ascend to him in earnest faith that God opens the way before them and brings them out into a large place. Spend It or Budget It was written by James Hartley, President of LIGHT, Lay Institute for Global Health Training, a ministry that trains and equips medical missionaries worldwide. Light is based in Wildwood, Georgia. You can visit lightingtheworld.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
This program has been brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.